So that the halacha declares it like a bechuri is einish mrs. beizin, and therefore the halacha kicks in if can't make drama. That's a tremendous chiddush. Not only is that a chiddush in terms of that it's so fundamentally different from bechuri of mrs. beizin, but the question is, does it really make any sense to chlal opinion? Is this really an einish altogether? The fact that the halacha says that all hard chashkim, hard to attract, the Torah says if somebody's coming into my house breaking in, I'm allowed to come and kill him. So what kind of a loch is that? That's the Torah's opinion? Should we manish him for what he's doing? If you ask me, what would you say the nature of that thing is? The Torah's protection, the Torah's had souls, the Torah's pikuach nefesh. Not only would I say that, who else says that idea that the din of machteres is fundamentally pikuach nefesh? What? Anyone learn the Daf Yomi today? So the Gemara says today, the din of pikuach nefesh, anyone knows that the din of pikuach nefesh is then called Torah Kula. The Gemara says, "Hebrew doesn't repair the Chayyav, the Shomer, the Shabbos, all those familiar drushes." So one of the drushes in the Gemara says, "Minayim, if you have that, you should have to look at the Kula." The Gemara says, "The Parsha Bob Machteres, Lazach Bob Machteres." The Torah is saying that for the purpose of the Kula Nefesh, you're allowed to kill somebody, you're allowed to kill somebody, stay real life. So different from the other, the Kula Nefesh is better to look at Kula. So you see, the Chazal saw in the Parsha Bob Machteres that's the element of the Kula Nefesh here. The Gemara is still employing because the din is that the Kula that Rishicha is not hutra of Rishon Pikuach Nefesh. The din is, if somebody comes to me and says, either we're going to kill you or you kill somebody else, the Gemara says that Shvichus Dami is one of the Gimel Averis, the Chamorot, that you heard about Yahweh. The Gemara says, a Svara, that my Chazit, the Dami Didach, so what to face him, the Dami Didach, 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 the Gemara says that if somebody comes to you and says, kill somebody, I'm going to kill you, you're not allowed to kill the other person, because who says your blood is redder than the other guy? So when it comes to the regular clause, the Kuach Nefesh, so that Shvichus Dami loses out, the Shvichus Dami wins out, in the sense that the Yisr Shvichus Dami is more common than my own life. So I'm not allowed to kill somebody to save my own life. So it's a very, very strange Gemara. How do you go therefore see in this particular Friday of Bola Hartikon, this particular Friday of Bola Machteres, how do you see anything about the hierarchy of Pikuach Nefesh in contrast to the Yisr Vetichas? So the Gemara is not Kapella in of itself. But so-called the Gemara Yisr does see in this parish of Bola Machteres an element of Pikuach Nefesh. So the chayre, if the matter to kill the person is the bav machteres is based on the pikuach nefesh, what does that do with aish based in? What does that do with aish bechlal? What does that do with grami? Human grami is a din of ancient. So you can tell me a chiddush gadol that it doesn't only apply to aish based in, it applies to aish chutz based in also. You can tell me a chiddush gadol that this is a type of an aish because even though it's different from mechuyah bishus based in, mechuyah bishus based in once he does the aver is mechuyah bishus the other boy. Where this is a temporary chiyuv by nishbeis. You want to tell me that finish, I'll be masked into that finish. But what I don't understand in the Gemara is, how the Chazal see in the parasha of Machteres that there's anything to do with ancient bechlal? Bechoret pure pikuach nefesh, there's nothing to do with ancient. So what shaykh does he even speak about Bava Machteres? So we can't even discuss this Gemara yet. We can't even raise the question that the Rishon Bava doesn't even know what the Gemara is talking about. What kind of thing is this? That this is, there's anything to do with the parasha of Kibbutz Dramidei. So when everyone read that Gemara, right? So the Gemara comes, no? So when you had the Gemara, didn't that bother you? What's the Gemara talking about? How does the Gemara even connect this to the Kibbutz Dramidei?
Yeah, but the Gemara is also something that might actually be related, because he's coming in pet and he actually killed his victim of the house, so...
No, but he didn't kill him yet.
Right, but he's coming with that...
Good, but right now, the fact that I have a right to pull the trigger and kill him, that's the third finish.
If the guy's chasing after Aaron tonight, then he has to kill the guy either at the moment, but he's
supposed to... So who says that's the third ownership? That's the third because that push.
For who? Not for the big one, anyone else?
Well, for anybody else. I'm going to be in the Fakir and that's the other guy. I'm allowed to save somebody else, neither of me killing somebody else. But the third and master is the kill damage. The master is not ancient. Right?
Can you be killed after the whole incident?
No, we're not killing this one. That's even more indicative of the fact that it's the kill damage. It's not ancient. So, Bukhara, you see something tremendous from this Maimah Chazam. You see that this is a very, very different twist. On the day of Bava Machteres, that it's pure, that it's not true. It clearly is even the one that develops the vote. do you know the guy's above Machteris on Friday night? How do you know that you're allowed to kill him on Friday night? Kamash Malah, the special policy, even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's going to happen in the Shabbos? Why would I think that? Who's saying that it's above Machteris and not on Shabbos? Why Shabbos is coming to you to eat my children? Why is that not above Machteris? The Gemara says, me did the Habe, ah, Ruge Beis Din. I would think that just as a debatable denomination called a Poseidon, the Gemara says to the Malkha that you're not allowed to give out a Mises Beis Din on Shabbos, even if it's Sreifas Baskai, you must not have a Shabbos Poseidon. So you're not allowed to be managed somebody in the Beis Din on Shabbos. So Kamash Malon, I would have thought that both Machteris was like an Einish Beis Din. Kamash Balon, no, the Taloch is you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. What kind of crazy argument is that? What do you mean I wouldn't have thought like Mises Beis Din? Why do you mean that it should be Mises Beis Din? This is Dr. Koch Nefesh. So that was Koch in the Gemara. You see Koch in both of these Gemaras. And the fact that the Gemara invoked the concept of Kibla Gram, and the fact that the Gemara had even a wild pleading Havamina that you can't feel about Machteris on Shabbos, you see Koch, there's clearly an element of Einshin involved here. What do you mean, ancient? What do you need Pasha ancient for? Capably, that's the Goch Nefesh. So the answer is that it's not the Goch Nefesh. Why is it not the Goch Nefesh? Well, the Gemara says the Fevish is an Edrin, that this is not a regular Roy Day. A regular Roy Day means a guy's coming with a, what is that? A guy's coming with a knife, a guy's coming after you, he's coming to somebody else. That's a real Roy Day. You see, Mom is clear as day that there's no option. Either kill or be killed. That's it. You have no choice in the matter. But Machteris is not that. But Machteris doesn't want to kill me. But Machteris wants my money. Hello, what? The Gemara says, Chazal, Allah, the person's not going to sit back and let somebody take his money, that he's going to put up a fight. And the Bab Machteris knows that in advance, and Alpha Pichain is coming to be Bab Machteris. You see, from here, is ultimately he plans to bring her up there also. So, there's an obvious cash. A guy comes and breaks into my house for the night. That if I wouldn't put up a fight, if I would just put my hands down and say, okay, please take whatever you want, the guy wouldn't come after me. He's not, maybe not like today, he's not coming to get me the sheep. He doesn't want to be a ritzer. He just wants a couple of dollars. It's just that it's worth it to him to kill me in order to get his bucks. So why doesn't that look say as follows? The guy breaks into my house all the night. I should be in the clinic to say to him, take whatever you want. He comes off, another blame it on my mind. Let the halacha invoke upon you that you could be under the money. You're not allowed to be under the money. I mean, you have to let the guy take the money. So why doesn't the halacha require that? And then no one's going to get killed. If the din of Machteris is based purely on Pikuach Nefesh, you can circumvent the Pikuach Nefesh. Don't get killed. Don't kill him. No one will get killed. So you'll be down a couple of dollars. Okay, you know, this could fill up a cash rebate and pay that capable of all day. You'll make good money back in the end. So why doesn't the halacha require you to do that? And the answer is, if it would be pure Pikuach Nefesh, then the whole parashah of Machteris wouldn't be true. There would not be the din of Machteris. The din of Reideh, there would be. The din of Reideh is a different parashah. The din of Reideh is this parashah. That's the din of Reideh on the Erva. Kasha Yochav Ishara Eru Tzach Nefesh in a number there. As the Gemara says that Hukash Reteach Venara Marasa. Venara Marasa says that Eid Makshia La. The implication being Hayeshach Aloshia Chayvat Aloshia. In Aramar also, the terror implies that you have to be Mashiach to save the girl from being raped, even if you're taking out the life of the rapist. That's what the Gemara learns out of Hekesh, Kikasha, Yaakov, Isher, Eo, Tzachin, Nefesh, that thing carries over to Ritzach as well. And when I see someone about to commit murder, they have to take him out, even if it means killing him in the process. So that's the din of Reideh. So that's not a portion. The din of Reideh is not such a big chiddush. The din of Bab Machteris is a tremendous chiddush, because Bab Machteris is in a sense the corollary of Reideh, but it's a tremendous chiddush above and beyond Reideh. Regular Reideh, there's no choice. He's not giving you an option. He's coming with a gun. It's either you or me. That's it. So Havol HaHargah Shkem Hargo, or Havol HaHargah Cherem. So you're mechuyev to be save the innocent person. But Bab Machteris, there's a way out. There's an option. You can save everybody. I'm not going to be involved. I'm going to take the money and walk away. So that's what the Tayyaz Machadish says. You're not mechuyev to do that. Now, once the person puts himself in such a matzav, he's willing to come to the fashas, he's above Machteris. Once he's labeled in Allah as above Machteris, he is subject to an Einish Misa. It's a different Einish Misa than regular Einshin Beis. Regular Einshin Beis, then you become a Chuyim and Ayim Chuv Yol of God. It's a unique type of an Einish Beis. It doesn't require Eidim, doesn't require Tegonim, doesn't require Chav Gimel, doesn't require Dishon Hakir. It's a moment to notice. I see a guy being above Machteris, I'm allowed to be done, and they ask me as a Chuyim and Einshin Beis. To come and clear Misa, that's what I had a good Havamina. Once you introduce the concept of Einshin into this equation, once you say this is not your Pikuach Nefesh, that makes a lot of sense. If he comes on Tuesday, then I can kill him with Teres Oishin. If he comes on Friday night, so wait a second, with Teres Oishin, I don't have a right to be Ma'anish on Shabbos. This is a deal. So far, Oishin, Kulosh, and Sechem, you're not allowed to meet out of punishment on Shabbos. I'll speak with Nefesh. I'm never allowed to kill him. I'll speak with Nefesh. I should just sit back and let him take the money. So Kamash, for one, especially there's a call, so that although it's true that Ma'anish on Shabbos, that's the deal that Oishin made him. This is a different type of an Oishin. So the deal of Sevar, Oishin, Kulosh, and Sechem, doesn't carry over to this type of an Einish, but it doesn't mean that it's not in the parish of Einishin. That even I'll leave it to Evan, even I'll leave it to Maskana, it's in the parish of Einishin. Chok Machteres is a dual halacha. There's an aspect of the Kosh Nefesh, but there's an aspect of Einishin as well. The Chayr is that aspect of Einishin that Chazal Sua has the ability to kick in the halacha of Kibbutz Ravine. So the Ma'ish of the Gemara does apply Kibbutz Ravine by Machteres, but it's only because we've just created this whole concept of Ochin, which wasn't apparent at first glance. Sorry, you have to delve into the Parashat of Achilles a little bit in order to extract this concept of Einish. Once we know this is an Einish, then it makes sense that similar denomination should apply.
If there's really been an Ochin and Shin hit by the wise and the wise not Chayat becomes, so we look at the order for Chayat because this guy's really Chayat, you know, Chayat Nisa.
It's a different kind of Einish. It's a different kind of Einish. Optional Einish. Optional Einish. So we'll finish Machus this year, at least a move. So with 24 blocks, we might think that we finished doing Machus. So we have to think of something to learn for a couple of weeks, definitely. So started to learn the end of Sanhedrin. There are these couple of sugyas above Machteres and Herba Yama, so we'll do that for a little bit. So the very end, not the end of the year, in June, but there was a very big time of Chacham who married Yisrael, was Rosh Kael at the time, and he came to visit Riverdale for Shabbos, and he davened in the little mix up a bit of his schedule because he davened in the early, the first minyan Friday night, the 2 o'clock minyan, but he was eating by somebody who was davening late minyan. So the night he had an hour, he had nothing to do. So he was sitting around in Riverdale trying to figure out what to do with him for an hour. So the Willie said to me, the time I was a kid then, I was 17 or whatever. So he said to me, just walk him around a little bit, entertain him for an hour, just keep him, you know, busy. So I said, okay, fine.
Right.
So I remember he had to get entertained. So he asked me, so he kind of laughed at me, what do you, I told him, made us up. So he said, tell me something. So I started to relearn that from the city of Abba Machteres. So I started to tell him over the social affair without Abba Machteres. He said, no, they should have been professors. He said, well, look, that's the Habamina of the Gemara, and that's what he's going to be around with. So he liked it. I don't think he kept him busy for now. About 20 minutes was where I kept him smiling. So, hope to keep you guys entertained. So anyway, getting back to the story. So this was all the introduction. We didn't get anywhere near Rabbi yet. We forgot we're not even learning about the Kamel. We're learning Sanhedrin now, but we have to get back to the Kamel. So it comes to Gemara and says, anybody agrees that the din of Kibbutz Ravine, whoever works, that's the mindset of such a halacha, of Kibbutz Ravine here. It comes to Gemara and makes the following shayla. What exactly is the case of Kibbutz Ravine by the Bav Machteres? So one case is obvious, says the Gemara. Bav Machteres, Meshibra came with me to Yasai. So far, let's say I go in and I break into somebody's house, and I'm in the process of breaking in, I'm told the status of Bav Machteres, and in the process of breaking in, so I break some kale also. So the thing that I pick up to steal, so I'm still in the process of stealing, I pick it up, a big vase, and then I break it. The Shibra kale of the also, like, not every Gadav is always necessarily coordinated. That's not the rest of the big Gadav. I'm also the guy this week. There's a guy who robbed the bank this week. What happened? What's more problem? You know, bad. He knew where to put his money. So he took out, gave it his gun, he took out the money of your life, and the teller gave him all the money. He got thousands and thousands of dollars, and he had nowhere to put it. He got stuff in his pocket, stuff in his pocket, that pocket, in his hat, in his shoes, and he's running out of the bank, so he's shooting away, and the money's flying all over the place. And by the time he finished his whole story, so he was left with $15 or something. They caught him, he'll be locked up for the next 20 years. So he could be a god of the court also. His bug master is also a flood. So he risked his life, he was Bob Machteres, and now he ended up breaking what he stole. So the Gemara raised the shadow, what's the name of the Bechus to pay or not? So Bob Machteres, Meshibah came to the Yashay, so the Gemara says he's stopped it from paying, because that's the name of Kibbutz Ravine. Since Meshach Mais today, he was showing the decree, so he was a Bob Machteres, and he was even in Ashay, he was subject to the Amish of Bob Machteres, so the middle of that passes him from the din of Tashmul. Then the Gemara says, what if that's not what happened? What if he wasn't Shibah came him, but rather he breaks in and he's not a very successful Donald. and he grabs it, steals it, and now he leaves. Now he's gotten it back home again. So if he wasn't Shibur Kalim, now they even catches it. What's the law? Can they force him to return this Kli or not? So this Bob Machteris, maybe a Ghana, but he's a become a Kohen. He knows that a lot. He comes to the bank and says, oh, you can't force me to pay that stolen object because the double Kalim, I was claiming already. Why? Because since at the time that I took it, that was the time of the Geneva, I was a Bob Machteris. So you want to be Mechayimi to Tashmumi? You want to be Mechayimi to return this object? You can't do that. That would be a violation of Kim Levit Rami Nei. So every Bob Machteris gets all scot free. If he doesn't succeed, if he gets caught, then he gets killed. But if he doesn't get caught by the violence, then he gets off. He doesn't have to return the object. Because the halacha is that Kim Levit Rami Nei. That's what some of the Amorim says. That's what the Gemara suggests. It's such a possibility that even if he takes the clear out, so he doesn't have to pay. The government can't do it. So we give him a drama, he passes him from the shlum if he breaks the kli, and he passes him from Hashem as a kli, if the kli is still intact. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the truth. Comes the Rav and says, it can't be. There's a very big difference between paying Hashem for the broken kli and returning the kli itself. Says the Gemara, this did that Kimmel Dramide is told to you, that means Kimmel Dramide is told to you from the Tashlumin. Because Tashlumin is also something that they have to impose upon you. So the halacha is that they can only impose the Einish Nisim, they can't impose the Einish of Mamanis. So Beidin can't force you to be Mishalis. It's going to burn down guys out from Shabbos. So Beidin can't force me to pay. If the person is Maka of the Emo, so if the Kabbalah of the Emo, so if he's Chayav Nisa for the act of Maka of the Emo, so Beidin can't force him to pay his parents as well. So whenever you have a bit of the Shmubit, that's the Mitzvah of the Rabbi Tzimut. When you have to return a stolen object, when you return the object to Ed, that's not called Tashlumin. What's that called? We talked about this earlier. What's that called? It's called Hashava. It's called Hashava. That's called Hashava. It's not called Tashlumin. So therefore, Hashava is a Kazeva, Hashava is a Geneva. That's not in the parish of Kil Levid Ramin, eh? So that's ridiculous. You can't compare a bit of Tashlumin when he breaks it to a bit of Hashava, which is not in the parish of Tashlumin, which is not subject to Kil Levid Ramin. So the Gemara questions whether that's true or not. The Gemara is not convinced that Svar is correct. Not that the Gemara is not convinced that Svar is correct with the Tashlumin and Hashava, but the Gemara raises the question, is that really true? When I steal an object and I'm caught, and the object is still intact, comes the third temptation to the Gemara. So clearly I have to return that object itself. No question. There's no Shimi, no Yish, no nothing. Avad and Avad, clearly you have to return that object. What's the nature of that din that I'm returning that object? Is that, like the Gemara just said a moment ago, that's just a shlumin? Well, it means the reason you have to return it, because the mice is not yours, but not invoking a shlumin. That's not the same as making a guy pay for a house that he burned down. We're just taking an object away. It's like let's say the marshal, the wind comes and blows your object into my backyard. So the fact that you're allowed to go into my backyard and take it back again, I'm not doing a shloom into you. You're just amazed. The object is yours, so of course you're the bottom. Of course you're allowed to take it. So to Hashem, it's like, hey, so maybe I'm not invoking it to shloom in. Maybe it's just rightfully taken away, but belongs to Reuven. It's right, it belongs to Reuven. So is that really true? Is that really what a Shabbat Zeil is all about? That it's not really, we're not invoking it to Shlumin, we're not taking something away from the Gazlan, we're just returning something that the Meila belongs to the Nigzal. Is that true? So the Gemara throws out the following Svarim, maybe it's not true. Why is it not true? Well, it is, we know there's a concept of Kinyan Gazela, Kinyan Gazela. When I steal something, so I have a certain degree of Achrayus on the object. I'm Chayvin Einsin on the object. We know that, Mishnah Yibas. Later on, if I steal something, I'm chayvin all the einsin in that object. The fact that I'm chayvin einsin in something, so that indicates something about my relationship with the object. It indicates that I'm a shtibu bayim with the object. Who takes the loss for an object? The bayim are the ones who take the loss. If I have a chayvin einsin on something, that shows that I'm already a shtibu bayim on it. Sure, I'm not a bayim gemur and I don't have the ability to makdish, etc. But so, for the fact that I have a chayvin achrayus, that indicates that I have some shaykhah for this object. Now, the halacha really says the Hashem says Bela Shagaza. Not within the fact that I was claiming a relationship with this object, I was claiming the Kinyan Gzela. Not the Kinyan Gzela of Shinoi that permits me to keep the object. That's later on, that's next to you. But the first Kinyan Gzela, let me smoke about this, there's two diaries of Kinyan Gzela. The first one creates the Kinyan Gzela, the second one, it comes, Shinoi, Yush, etc. So that permits you to keep the object itself. So comes the Gemara to be down on the first kinyan of Gzeila, the first stage of Gzeila. So that relationship that has just been created, that I have chiyuv achrayus on the object, the Gemara says maybe we should view that as if it's ki'ilu, it's my object. True Vaishnav is like Gzeila comes and says after it turned that object itself. It can't just pop it itself to cash. After it turned that object, and maybe you can argue that the returning of that object is the terrorist Peshmub, but it's not really the terrorist Hashava. Either there's a Tashava, now that's just Beloshim, but I also miss Tashava. This is a form of Tashava. So comes the but yeah, everybody agrees that if the object is broken already and I'm paying cash, so Kuliyamalo, that's a Hashmur, that's not Hashava. So the issue that the Gemara is raising is when I'm Meisha the object, is that the Torah Hashmur or is that the Torah Hashava? So the Gemara tells us that depends on how you understand what Kinyan Gezeila, the first Kinyan Gezeila, is all about. If you understand that the first Kinyan Gezeila basically transforms the object to be belonging to the Gazmur, Haraya, he has a Chiyuv Achrayus on it. So that shows that he's really the Bialim. For all practical purposes, he's the Bialim. And then it turns out that the requirement for the Hashem Sex was fundamentally a Tashlumin. If it's fundamentally a Tashlumin, then it's subject to Kibbutz Rabbin. However, if you say no, that the relationship that the Gazan has to the object, the Gazan has to the object at the first stage of Gazela, he's not kind of the object, L'chol Dovar. He's only kind of vis a vis Eitzen. He had a Chiyuv L'gabi Eitzen. But in terms of the Gufa Dover, he's no Kinyan. Dover Kinyan Zeh. He has a Chivach, right? So he has a Kinyan Einzman on it, but he doesn't have a Kinyan the Gufa Dover. So therefore, when the Torah says, Vashem Sech Zeh, the Torah is primarily saying, it's in Hashav, and not a Dint Hashav. And therefore, it's analogous to the case of the wind that blows your object to my property, that you don't need Beis Din to invoke the guy to pay the object back. The Bible comes in, picks it up, and walks out. It's not a Dint Beis Din. That's exactly the Nekuda that the Gemara has stopped to that. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that Rav thought one way, and then Rav said another way, then the Gemara backs out. The Gemara has been done, proof on that Nekuda. Everybody agrees that there's a bit of Kibbutz Ramine by the Parashat of Mechteres. All the Kedushim behind that statement, but that's a given. Ma'i says there's a bit of Kibbutz Ramine by Bob Mechteres. But everybody agrees that Kibbutz Ramine only applies in younger Tishmurim, doesn't apply in younger Hashav. Hashav is not an Eishabed, it's not being. Not being performed by Beis Din in the Chlal, it's just the mere fact that the object was thrown around, you've got to go back to the right below it. The Machlokes in the Gemara, the view of the Sefer of the Gemara is, how do you view a Hachzara Tekizema? How do you view a Shoda Tekizema? A Shoda Tekizema? When the Chayitah says Be'er, do you view that as the Teres Tashlumin? What leads you to believe that the Teres Tashlumin is the fact that, that you're basically yours already, and now you just have to give it out for Teres Tashlumin. But you say, no, the fact that you had an Eitzim to a Malav Lenei, maybe that's just a din Minatzad, but in terms of the Kufa Dov, the Kufa Dov still belongs to the Mikra. So the Meir of the Halacha views the Hashava, the Teres Hashava, not the Teres Kizeh, not the Teres Hashlumin, and therefore wouldn't be subject to Kibbutz Rabbanim. That's basically the Gemara's debate. That's the Shah, that's the latest philosophic that appears in the Sugya Bav Machteres. So it's still all the introduction. It's almost over. We just don't get to the punchline yet. What does that have anything to do with Rabba? So comes the Balamor and that sugya and makes the following observation. The Gemara throughout the sugya is comparing and contrasting both Machteres to Shiber Kalim Yitziyotze, the guy who breaks the Kalim, where Kimon is nominated God. Why? In contrast to the guy who is not the Al, who takes the Kalim and cleans all that. The Kibbutz Rabbanim may or may not apply depending on the subject of the Gemara. The Maskana of the Gemara is that it doesn't apply. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, Allah, at the end of the day, we do distinguish between the two cases that Shiber Kalim is the Ptur of Kibbutz Rabbanim, not O Kalim, and there at the end, there's no Ptur of Kibbutz Rabbanim. Check the Balamar, Shiber Kalim is a din of Kibbutz Rabbanim. Yes, the Balamar. What exactly does this act of Shiber Kalim take place? So the simple of the Gemara doesn't insist on where the Shiber Kalim takes place. It would appear from the Gemara that it doesn't make much of a difference whether the Kalim were broken in the Machteres or whether the Kalim were broken a week later. As long as, so the Kalim are not intact. Right now the Kalim are not the end, but now we're enforcing a Din of Tashlumin, which is up the Gemara, there's a din of Kim Levi Drandim. Correct about the law, I don't understand. Cloud Gozel, not the Kim Levi Drandim. Only apply to the Dravini when the two things happen together. At the time that you Mechuyav Bisa Beis, then that's the time that you break the Kalim. If you Mechuyav Bisa Beis then earlier, and then you become Chayav and the Shulman later, so the Chayra, that's not called Kilim Dravini. I feel the Chayra, because it's a very, very difficult place about this, we're not going to talk about it right now. The Tzad of Al-Mar, the Chayra, the Halacha is that Kilim Dravini has to be the Idma, has to be Mamash Bevasachas. If the Chayav Bisa Beis then either proceeds as follows the Chayav the Shulman, then a lot of Kibler Drani does each other. Correct about more. And the guy who breaks into the Machzera, so it's a time that he does the original Geneva, he's a Chayiv and Tashmumen, but it's all right. So that particular moment is covered by Kibler Drani. He can't be Machayiv for that moment. But what about a week later when they Shibar and Sakurini? He goes and takes the vase and smashes it to smithereens. Not necessarily famous. He wants a Shibar and Sakurini. He breaks it in a tangible way. The threat of Al-Mohar, let's be Mechayev in Fuat. For that moment, so Dal Mehocha, a week ago when he was Bab Machteras, he was joined in it. You can't be Mechayev in that moment, because in that moment he was Mechayev Nisim Zayden, Mechayev Nisim Zayden, Bab Machteras. But a week later when he Shibra Sakwi, so at that moment he's no longer Bab Machteras. In that moment he's in his, he's back home again, he's in the comfort and safety of his own home, he's not a Bab Machteras. If someone would come down and shoot him, he would be Chayev Nisim Zayden, because he's not above Machteras anymore. So threat the Baal Mohar. Right now, let's be Mechayev him on that moment of breaking the Kli. Threat the Baal Mohar, and even Shtarga Kasha, he's not just asking your Kasha in this Gemara, but says the Baal Mohar, I'll bring you a Raya for the Gemara, that that's a good Kasha. What's the Raya? No. What? Omar Rabba, Tavri Vishashi, Mishal and Dalit. So just as the din is if you steal it's worth one fruit and now it's worth four fruit is your chayah for the fourth fruit so it's the Baal Mohar we should be the chayah based on the later based on the second in a sense the second message is only the way Mishah Shavira would you need to make the Tasha even fancier than the Baal Mohar? It doesn't really make much of a difference what we talked about yesterday, whether that second chiyuv of Rav is the Teres Nazir or the Teres Gavra. Does it really make a difference in terms of the Baal Mohar and Kasha? Not really, because at the end of the day, the Gemara says that Shibar Kalim is Potter. So according to Rav, either you should be Chayav the Teres Nazir for the Shvira or the Teres Gavra. It doesn't really matter. What we're going to get is going to be the same money. So you don't need everything that we said yesterday for the question to get off the ground. The question is an independent question. But about more holds like the Ram, when he holds it, the Ram, when he holds it, the study to the Sikh, the Shukhan, it doesn't really make a difference. The Kasha is a Kasha just from Rav himself. Well, the Chayr, we can make the Kasha even just a little bit fancier. The Chayr, the Kasha is, not that just Stam would be the Chayr of you, for the second, if Heba, either the Teres Mazda, the Teres Gano, it has to be the Teres Gano. Why does it have to be the Teres Gano? Even according to the Cholkin, even according to those who claim, even according to the Ran, the Hedrin, the Rambam Metzia, who says that the Rambam's Chiyav is the Teres Wat, the Teres Nazik, here is going to be the Teres Gana. Why is that? Very sad. Said even those who hold it in Gezela, Acha Gezela, that's only the first Gezela was Nitzvah. So the first Gezela was Nitzvah. The Kim of Ramine prevented it from being Nitzvah. So Kumayamul is pleading that the second Gezela is Chal, because that is the first Gezela he did. Well, we had issues with Kivega, we weren't sure they'd take the Greek, but we had a lot of problems with Kivega. But so it goes over, Kivega had a Gemara. I mean, unless you read the Gemara like the Mitzvah, so then there doesn't be any other way to read the Gemara than that. It's not the Gemara, it's the fake Gemara, the word doesn't exist. It's the case of the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't present, but let's move on to Mela, Pasha from the Gemara, the case of the son of the Shabbos, the son of the Mechon of the Shabbos, the fact that Allah is that he's Chayav and Dalav, hey, I am in a Geneva, in a Tabitha Mechira, so we have the response says, no, the second act is an act of Geneva, like Rabba, so the Geneva says, no, the second act is only an act of Geneva, because the first act didn't make the record, but it was canceled by Tim of Jeramide. So here, when we present the Balamor's Kasha, we could present the Kasha in a really fancy, schmancy way. We could say that L'cholmadeyas, this case of Bava Machteres, the time of the Shavuos HaKli should be chayav b'teres gano, because even though he says he's normally chayav b'teres mazik, there would be moedim here, because the original b'nei was stuck for Bava Machteres, because it was canceled by the Shavuos HaKli. Again, you don't need to ask without today the kasha stands, but the Bava Machteres was nachas l'kasha, not as irrelevant. The kasha Bava Machteres stands for the Shavuos HaKli. How do you understand Shavuos HaKli learning from Hedron? Why is the Shavuos HaKli the liacha ma'isa is going to be fucker. Take the bread as a new ma'isa and make the same
thing.
So you have a different kasha. You want to know, let's do mechayev and just I'll
I'm saying you have a different kasha.
Okay. Again, this is the Rabbi Piyamu. We wouldn't have caught her if you may get there, I wouldn't have confused you with the Jewish community. But what's the end of the Tasha? It's not Tasha. What's the Balmore say here? No, Professor, what's the Balmore say? What's the terrorist? And what's the Balmore say? What's the Balmore say? What's the Balmore say? Habibi. Habibi, what's Habibi?
Simple and still.
What's the Balmore say? What do you say? What do you say?
It's his already.
But didn't the Gemara say it's not true? Is that true for the stuff of the Gemara? So what does the Balmor say? What does the Balmor say? Comes to the Balmor and says the following. The Gemara was God of this Nekuda, but the Kinder of Jeramine top of you only in the case of Shiva, or even in the case of Zotah. So we gave a whole rabble out of the house. What's the Shiva? What's the latest of something in Gemara? So the latest of something is what's the nature of the Nevash Shabbos and Gazela with a Se'er? If it's a Teres HaShlumen, if it's a Shlumen, it's subject to Shlumen Ramine. If it's not a Teres HaShlumen, then it's better. It's not a Shlumen Ramine. The latest of something in Gemara is what's the nature of the Din of HaShavah Seh Gezeilah? Because after all, the one hand, the Gazlan acquires it. He has a Kinnim for understood. But the other hand, he doesn't really seem to acquire because Harai has to return it. So one can present the Kinnim of Gezeilah as being either that it's basically the Gazlan, just a quirk, he has to return it, Al Tzvei Heshiv, but it's basically a Din of Teshlumen. Well, you could say, no, basically the Gazlan doesn't own it. It's basically a Din of HaShavah. It's just, you know, like I said, that was the deal of the Gemara. That was the give and take in the Gemara. And what's the Gemara's maskana? What's the emes of maskana of the Gemara? That Kimra and Jeramine what? Doesn't apply when it's what? When it's just not, though, when it's be'en. Because it's not really a teshuvah, it's really just a hashama. And the Balamor, it was clear to him that although that's the maskana of the Gemara, the maskana turns to Halach Lamaisa, that Natal Chaya Bahakir, that when you return it, say that when you return the object itself, so you have to, when the object is at the end, so the Kimli Ramine isn't going to kick in, you have to still return it. There's the Balamor, we appear to him, that's like a Chor B'Yamim. That's not the Ikarim. That's not what the real Din D'Araisa is. The Emes L'Amita Din D'Araisa is, Bob Machteres is Koin L'Gamre. The Donim Kaninu. They not though, and she bear, no matter what, Rav Machteres is the dumb kind of the object, whether it's the end, it's not the end, it's broken, it broke there, but it doesn't matter. That's the real desire. Aloha. The Chachamim says, the object's still the end. The object's still there. It's mamash, you hold your arm to it. We're not going to let you hold on to it. We're going to make you return it. Says the Balamah. When the Chachamim formulated this Chachamim, then although the Arayis, you never have to return it. When the Arayis is done, can they do? Chacham formulated the Taklan and said it like this. We may have the Barma Murim, that's if the object is Mamashiach. But if the object is gone already, the object is gone, we're going to fall back on the Din D'Araisa, and therefore we're going to say Kilo Ebedramid. Says the Balmor, you're right, that if you're working with Pshua Londas, there really should be a difference between Shiber with Machteres and Shiber later on, a week later. But Shiba later on, really, Allah should be, you have to pay. But Allah says the Balamor. That's true, that Shiba later on, really, really, we could have to pay. But says the Balamor, we're not working with pure bundles. We're not working with a real fundamental difference between Shiba versus Nothon. So at the end of the day, with their eyes, it's all the same. At the end of the day, with their eyes, it's done. Once you've got chachamim to pay back the money, which has to pay back the object is the end. The chachamim only the stocking, but she had no, only in a situation where the object is kata still intact. If the object is broken, whether you broke it, b'machter is broken. After the machter, it doesn't matter. Then we rely back on the din deraisa, the dam is kind of that can't be a balamor. Says the Ramban, this balamor is such filling point. What is he talking about? Tinder Rabban with the Zilch HaShabbos. Tinder Rabban, where did that come from? The Gemara here is talking Chalom Deraisa. The Gemara is talking, raising a Deraisa Kekira. So what's the age of HaShabbos and Zilch HaShabbos? The Gemara wants to know, they call it Teshlumen, it would not call it Teshlumen. The Gemara is revolving around in the Kuda that the Gazan has a strange relationship with the object that he steals. On the one hand, it does, he has to return it, so that seems to indicate not his Lachot Nini HaTera. On the other hand, he is Einstein, which seems to indicate that it is his in Dini HaTera. So that's the Nakuda that the Gemara is involved in. The Gemara gets the very heavy duty Brisk HaKir and Dini Momidus. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the answer to that question is that there's a difference between Shiber versus not Shiber. If it's Shiber, that's the Dini HaShlomen, similar ground that it kicks in. If it's not, though, the object is intact, so then that's not called Tashlumin Midda Araisa, that's not called Tashlumin, it's called Hashava. So Midda Araisa, you have to return it. Midda Araisa, you don't have to pay. Midda Araisa, you do have to return it. We're not on the plane of the Rabbanon, we're not in the realm of Chumras the Rabbanon, we're in the realm of pure, hardcore Dinam de Araisa. How do you view this relationship of Dinam Mominus that the Galvin has with the Adjugan field? Instead of the Rabban, if you do the Rabbanon into this, just doesn't fit into the entire Sugya. Says the Ramban in Kain Hadra Kushi Leduchte. So when Maisa, at the end of the day, why is it that the Gala who breaks it in the Machteres is Potter, and if he breaks it out of the Machteres, he's Potter also? How could it be? Bishlam, when he breaks it in the Machteres, he's Potter, because that's the Shas Kri Lenshin. So if he breaks it out of the Machteres, how in the world could he be Potter? What happened to Rav? Don't tell me you stood over to Rabbanan. What's the answer, says the Ramban? Three words. The Ramban says the Balmor Teres is not a good Teres. The fact of what is the Teres? What is it that you're fussing when you're breaking out of the Teres? What's the answer? You're not fussing with such a Ramban. There's no such Gemara anywhere that says you're fussing. But the Gemara says Shibra Kalim, what does the Gemara mean? Bibach Teres. The Gemara never ever said anything about Shibra Kalim, where you broke the Kalim. Says the Ramban, Balamor is wrong. That Hachim and Mayaskinan, you were Shibra Kalim, only where? Bimachteris. If you break the Kalim, Chutz Bimachteris, then Achinam, Yechayim, Bimachteris Gana, Bimachteris Mas, whatever you want, I don't care about today's Yechayim and the Ritzvah now, be Yechayim. The Ramban says it's clear as day Yechayim, because that's the Din of Rabba. So you see that both the Balamor and the Ramban were bothered with the Din of Rabba, that the Din of Rabba is so sincere that Sugya is above Machter. So where the Balamor said, it's not really so because that whole Gemara is very, it's such a Gemara anyway, it's a very soft Gemara. Gemara just means their Isis, their Rabbanas, it doesn't really mean anything. It's like Doras, the difference between Nuffel and Shiva are not so ironclad anyway, so we're just going to call whatever we want. So the Balamor was bothered with Kasha. Because the Kasha, he revamped the whole longness of the Gemara. The Ramban was part of the Kasha and revamped the Makasa Gemara. The Gemara says Shiva doesn't really mean Shiva, it just means the Chumash Sina, Shiva than Achter. So both of our one Ramban were concerned with this apparent Sira. The Gemara of Rahab, our student of the Kamas and Mechay, is pointing in the direction that there is a Chiv at a later point. But the Gemara in heaven seems to be indicating that we don't take into consideration what happens later. Everything depends on right now, the first shot that you name us. So the Balmor solved the problem his way, and the Ramban solved the problem his way. Interesting to know that Rashi and Tosfos and Sanhedrin learn also like the Balmor. They don't address the Kasha, they don't address the Kasha, so we're not sure why they have different terrors in the Kasha. The both, right? They went to the Mount Kamas, both to Rashi and Tosfos and Sanhedrin, learning that Shiber is Potter even where? Even Chutz L'Machteres. Like the Balmor. Hard to believe that they were learning Shah as the Balmor, their eyes and their runners, just from Shah and Gemara. So maybe there's some other terrors that we don't know about. Maybe next time we get Sanhedrin, we'll figure it out.
In Balmor, you only said that because otherwise there's no difference between Mishnah and
what was saying. No, Balmor was just trying to explain away why, in the end of the day, the simple reading of the Gemara is that Shiva is part of the Gemara. Gemara says Shiva is part of it. So the Rabban says, no, that means Shiva is the Machteres.
didn't Obama also have a problem to say that the whole case he was talking about was during the Maseret?
Okay, you're right, because otherwise, let's just, okay, so there are textual, but okay, I don't know, I don't remember. But in terms of Pi Alocha, both of Obama and Obama bothered with the same problem. They were both bothered with Rabba's thing, and each one came up with a, each one came up with a radical solution to the problem. Means when I steal an animal, I'm called mother, it's still a chepitz agronov, and it's still a chepitz. know how that I steal that, but that's called the chiyuv of the alma head. But if I go ahead and I steal an alma that belongs to me, if I shach an alma that belongs to me, that's not the alma head. So everybody agrees, at least at this point, everybody agrees that if I steal an animal that undergoes a valid shinoi, the valid is no shinoi of the hay, it's just that Rabbi Yehuda was the chavish to me, that's also called the shinoi, not the pull of an out the idol. So Rabbi Chanina doesn't accept that. So he has the complicated raya against Rabbi Chanina, and they go back and forth telling each other that they don't like each other's shtickle parents. Come on, let's put the high dice, okay, but we got the technical view for it right now. So then the Gemara skips on a little bit, and the Gemara says there is a brisa that seems to contradict Rabbi Yehuda. There's a brisa that says the brisa that Chanina originally brought to Rabbi Yehuda, "Gonna flub and out the aisle, eagle and out the shore, the shalom came from the Arab Chanisha." Brisa is black and white against Rabbi Yehuda. How can Rabbi Yehuda tell me that's called the shinoi? The brisa is the fairish, that's not called the shinoi. So comes the Gemara and says, "No, we come up and cast with the 5 lines from the bottom." Amar of Sheishes, Hamani Beishamai. The Gemara says, "It's not that." But if you accept the principle of shinoi kaina, so then Rabbi Law is right. This does constitute a shinoi. It might not come in with a shinoi, it may not be denied, but it's gradual, sudden, that's considered to be the flash of shinoi. This is Yudavak Braisa. You found your Braisa that says, Gonna Fulev and Asa Ayo, so the Shah Tashumi came from Tashumi Dao Zahay. That Braisa is assuming ancient in Kaina, finished. There's only a Skitash from the Braisa. Aye, who is the author of that Braisa? Which Hebe Gitana holds that ancient in Kaina? The Gemara says it's Beishama. See the moment with Beishama. So we have the major machloikis now, Rabbi Law and Rabbi Chanina, just what's behind the Braisa? We have a Braisa that says, Gonna Fulev and Asa Ayo, and the Shaman Dao Zahay. But what's Pshat? So according to Rabbi Chanina, the reason why that price is true is not the same as the fact that Shinoi is playing that. This is not a Shinoi. A Shinoi that happens in Leila, or a Shinoi that happens gradually is not called a Shinoi. And Rabbi Elal held that it's called a Shinoi. He is forced to invite from that price, Shalik Elal. He's forced to say, that price we don't possibly like. That price is following the Tanoim, who deny the principle of Shinoi playing that. So that's the background to the beginning of this tribute. Now we get to the punchline. Comes the Gemara and says, so which Tana said that ain't Shinoi Kaina? Find me a Tana, please, who hold that Shinoi is not Kaina. Now, for the Gemara, Hamani Beshamai, the Amish Shinoi is not Kaina in there, then it's the Sanya. So, if I was reading the Gemara, I would be all keyed up to have a writer which would say something like this, that the Sanya, Gonav, Gozo, Eitzim, Osa Kaelim, Beshamai, Oimrim, Mishale, Maxim, Osa Kaelim, they still love the Besham, Kshafi, Zayla, right, Sam? If you were writing the Gemara, you wouldn't have expected a brisa that comes from what was that? From Baba Kama, right? Something in the Zikri. You would have expected the Machlaik is Shinoi Kaina. Well, you want an expression in Kaina, so bring me something to do with Baba Kama, to do with Gan of a Gazla. So comes the Gemara and says, no, this is not do Baba Kama. This is a Sigin Tmura, the Flamen of a Day. This is Pasha, Kumashir. The Sanya, nothing will be as non a Chitim as on Soyla, Zaytim as on Shemen, Anabim as on Yayin, Tanichad, the Osir, Tanichad, the Mutter. And then Rabbi Yosef said, you need another price, and tell me that the Bali has the barm and that price will be Shami and Beis Hillel. What's the Shas? I mean, Estem Zayin is Shami. Then they call Shami Estem Zayin, that somebody was given to a Zayin, so as wages for a nice as good, is possibly on the board of the Gabi and the Zayin. Is it an animal for the Zayin that kept him there as a Shami anymore? So come to the Zayin after the following Shami. What if I gave a Chitim, I gave her Zayin, I gave her a Novim, and she went ahead and she turned it into a flower, and she turned that and made it into Yayin, into Shemen. You bring that yayin b'shemen and soilus, fill in his bath, and how does that fall? Esnon, machloekis holds the sauce, the holds the, and the Gemara says it's based on sukkah, not surprising, it's sukkah. For Bashi Kitei thing. The Gemara says, so we discovered America. This is the machloekis atanoin. The machloekis b'shemen fills in a separate tour, the flam and all places. You got to read the Gemara and ask one word question. When you read this Gemara, one word. What's the one word? Oh, one of that. That's the Shinoi Kaina. We're learning Baba Kama. Everybody knows we're learning Baba Kama. We're learning Baba Kama. We don't run all over Shas. We're learning Baba Kama. So what do you think we arrived from Tamura now? We've got to learn Tamura. Not Indian Tamura. Eitzel Gazel. Not Indian Esmer. Eitzel Shinoi Kaina. The only common denominator is that something changed. So in Baba Kama, the animal changed from being a little baby to being a big animal, or going to eat in a son came. And over here, it changed from being wheat to being a flower. It changed from being grapes to being wine. So that's, Shinoi Shinoi Zirishom. The Machlokes is Bishan Beisil, where it was in Maseches Tamura. That's the same Machlokes in Maseches Tamura. The Gemara is not herself, it's just a reap shot in the Gemara. So who was the first Rishon who was sensitive to this problem? So we asked Kasha, Taisus has one word Kasha. What was the word Kasha? Huh? What's the Gemara talking about? Frek Taisus. We have talked, hey, she was talking about the Mat Indian Esther, it's a shame. That's another story from the nice part. What did Tyson just tell us? Tyson just tell us, I'll listen to you say how you say this in the study of Shinu Kaina. Just one liner. What did Tyson tell us? Oh, we knew what was the say of Tyson. The din of Shinu Kaina is not a what, but it's a what. It's not a din prati luchas gineva. There's nothing to do with luchas gineva in your book. What is the din of shinu? Shinu is a din klali. It's a din klali terakula. And what's the nature of the issue of shinu? Is it all the same object or not? Something that undergoes a change. So we say that a shinoi is mahapteche from being no longer the original object is now a chepta chadash. It's now a new object, legamre. Shinu transformed it into something new. Is that the shot of Shinu? What do you say now? Once grain, always grain. Once wood, noch wood. Basically, here we got this beautiful piece of furniture over there. So tell me, what is this? I'm not sure what it is now anyway. But what is it? So the shaman looked at it and said, that's wood. It's wood. It's been reshaped, re-looked, re-touched, re-furnished, a little shalakla. It's basically a chefza from wood. Started out as wood, it's wood, the other wood. So they still said, dang, it's not wood, that's whatever it is. A computer standard, whatever it is. So a fundamentally different way of looking at life, looking at the physical universe. So that fundamentally different way of looking at the physical universe will now have common, a common afkimina, Ludina. It's common afkimina, no, that's not Zaina. First and foremost, after giving some of the you give a Zaina grapes, and now she turns it into wine. I have a bottle of Kenem wine in front of me. Says Bishana, that's grapes. It's grapes in a liquid form, it's basically grapes. But it's still grapes, and you gave a grapes, that's not up. There's an issue that I said, that's been Zaina on this wine as well. And Bishana says, Matito. Bishana says, no, there's not grapes, this is what? Wine looks like the grapes. Because that different Chalashan. I didn't even give her wine, that's not up. I would have given a bottle of wine, that would be also to bring in the carpet. I gave a grapes, I didn't give her wine. The original Machlokes Bishan Bishana was not a din prati in the possessing Zaina. It was a din klali, it was a worldly, different world outlook. How do you view things that undergo changes? Undergoing change is something that's fundamentally a different object, but undergoing changing is basically the same object. A little bit of a detail.
I didn't see Tosfos's question as being such I connected the law without reading Tosfos.
And you thought it was so fashion.
Yeah, it seems so much, but that's what Bishana was saying.
It's
a chesed.
I'll tell you what, there's my sort of Kibagim. Kibagim was one sitting in the area upstairs in Medrash. And he was working on the Kibagim Gemara. Maybe it was that piece of Kibagim Sibyl Samadal. Maybe and maybe not. And the Kibagim is hours and hours and hours again with the Shibyl Samadal. So excited, he came downstairs. And he said, too much about a lot of sitting and learning Dafyami. So I didn't mean to call you Tafyami. So two guys sitting and learning Dafyami. And they were sitting over the host of the same Shibyl Samadal from Kibagim, it said. So, and they couldn't hear from upstairs. Vegas, so my high, a little bizarre. Then somebody said to him, how could it be? You spent hours and hours. So he said, the answer is that someone had to bring the Shtimel Torah down from Shemayim. So I approved the Shtabas. I was one of those guys that approved the Shtabas. Once the Shtimel Torah made it down to El Hazlitt, then everybody picked it up. Then every guy could figure it out. So you're right, 100% right. Tosfos did the work through it 80 years ago. They knocked their heads against the wall. They came down with this story that it's a new quality. Now, many guys can get it. This is the astounding Shinu Kaina. But there's something missing from this equation still. There's still something missing. Tyson didn't fill in all the gaps. There's still room for us to fill in. Tyson, it's a different object. So what? According to myself, it's all that. It's a different object. I still wood, now it's furniture. So what? Doch the Haitian is like Zayla Shagot now. What's the answer? Yes, there is. The Haitian is Zayla Shagot now means also, I have a mitzvah Sashova of the Zayla. The mitzvah is not to be Mesha Stam property, it's not to be Mesha of an object to somebody. The mitzvah is shittikim mishmova. A shittik day l'shem gaza. If I, the object that I stole is still around, chal on me a mitzvah sashova. If the object's not around, then it's not chal on me a mitzvah sashova. What did the Bisham? I steal wood and turn it into furniture. It's still wood. So the mitzvah of Hashem Zagdeh was still chal on me. I have to return the object. The Bisham is shini in a kaina. The same way that they did Esther is still chal, the din of the Hashem Zagdeh was still chal. According to Beit Hillel, the same way that Esther is chal, because it's not the object I gave to Zayah, who did not, it's not the object that I stole. There's no mitzvah shav anymore. But Rabbi said he still didn't finish the picture. What's still lacking in this study? What's still so dear in this thing? What's the problem? Rabbi said, what's the problem?
She didn't
do that. No, that's a technical detail. The Lord, the Chidim, the Dakar, the Shimah, the Shimah, that's technical. I'm not going to do that. So there's no mitzvah shalom. Good. Fantastic. What did we feel? There's no mitzvah shalom. It's a different object. How did I get the object? How can we still say shalom to me? Shalom, how can Rabbi Lo say that? It belongs to me. Mehecha Teis belongs to me. How does the fact that there's no hashava, that the mitzvah hashava is paka, how is that mafkir the Bible to the object? If I say, I don't understand. I own wood, and I turn the wood into a piece of furniture. So now the furniture doesn't belong to me anymore because it's a new chet. I don't become a naked. It's ridiculous. If it was my object before, and if I was the bialim of the wood, so of course bialim continues. Let's say, run a tulev and not the ayil. Let's say I wasn't going. If I owned my own tulev and it turned into an ayil. So now anyone can come and take it? It's a new chetzah, it's not mine. It's not in my backyard. I own a tulev and it's sitting in the street. And it grows up in the street, it's an ayil now. So everyone can come and take it because it's not, it doesn't belong to anyone. It's a new chetzah. It's ridiculous. Din of shinri kalina, the din of shinri, is a different object. That means all the dinim that lechal on the original object are paka. So the Tzolesna is paka, the Mitzvah Hashav is paka. And how in the world is the fact that Mitzvah Hashav is paka, how is that thereby translated to meaning that the Gazan owns the object? So we still have a far way to go. Even with the chat coming down from Shemayim, even if we know that Shini Koine is a Din Klali, even if we know that just the Shini Koine is Makia, the Tzolesna is a different chapter, we know that it's Makia, the Mitzvah Hashav, this different chapter. How does that translate to the phrase shinui kleine, that you are hereby, what kinyan did the Gavon do to be kleine this object? With what koyach was he kleine the object? Shinui kleine is a mafkiya for mitzvah hashava. How is that a kinyan in the moment?
Can I answer
it,
or do you
want it?
You
have an answer or no?
What?
You have an answer?
When you say ownership usually is like an attachment between the thing itself and the owner. But once it changes, you're not able to recognize.
No, so that's why I gave the marshal. Let's say there's no balance here. I have an object that changes by itself in the middle of the street. Does that bother you? Well, that looks funny.
In that case, it's because from the time it started changing, you had it. You still had it.
But
none of you were
chosen. Okay, more than. The vice side, just an inference. That's your start, you said now, what's on your marach, and you said yesterday. Zion! Comes down from Shemayim and shot. Comes from Chayim, comes from Bachonan. All of the Gedali Achareim say the same Yisrael, the different words, different terms, the same Yisrael. The Boisai, we've been saying already for the last 2 weeks, there are two stages of Gezela and Gezela. There's the first quarter called Kinyan Gezela. What does that accomplish, the first Kinyan Gezela? What? It makes it shalcha for what purposes? Kivaitzin. Kinyan. How do we know it's a kinyan? What does the Mishnah Baba Kama and Beth say? You have to make a kinyan on Mayim. You have to make a mashiach. You have to make a vav. You do a mashiach and bishusha and you never smell chal. Imam Shwarz is a kinyan on it. So it's not just a chiv achrayas diyal, but it's a kinyan. Lagavi achrayas. Remember the Gemara says, even that it's asked to say that Imam is yours, and when you return it, it returns to Shlomo. Remember that? That's not long ago. But even if you don't go that far, a kinyan it is. pariah, it needs the shechem, it needs the quality of kinyon, it needs parashat kinyon. I'm kinda it. So, Abba Zoyin, I'm kinda it, why can't I keep it? A new chiddush, every gazer should be able to keep it. And now I still, if it's still, it's still, you're allowed to keep it. I stopped flying. I was kind of, it's mine. What's the answer? Come, the Torah shrives chayvikayim, the heishim is a day lashem vodam. The Torah is matel and you and mitzvahs hashavah. What ultimately prevents the kinyan gazela from transforming to being a kinyan gomor is mitzvahs hashavah. Moshe Lamad of Adomo, we're going to get this a lot more a little bit later on, it's on the blog. Hashem Saveda. Din should be, pure mishpat should be, find this keeper, lose it. I find something, I pick it up, it should belong to me. Elohat, come to Torah, and it's matal and miwat, this is Tasha, it's a Yeraisa, Hoshev, same Moshe, Hoshev, the Shiva, Mirachicha, there's a mitzvah, Hashem Saveda. The mitzvah, Hashem Saveda, is what prevents the mighty Saveda from being kind of the Ajit. The same guard, every galvan should have been kind of. Every galvan should have been kind of the Amre. Allah, you can't because Hashavas and Gazela is staring him in the face. If you can figure out a kunt, how to get rid of this mitzvah of Hashavas and Gazela, you can perform magic and be mafkia the mitzvah of Hashavas and Gazela. You know what happens? Kinyan Harisha, who kind of Amre. So you're blind for the Kinyan Gazela, and that Kinyan Gazela now is the ability to serve as a real formal Kinyan. So, Zerli Echareinim, that's exactly what happens with Shini Kinyan. Shini Kinyan is not a Kinyan. Shini is not a Kinyan. It's Kinyan. It's not a Gwanda, but Shini is not a Gwanda. Shini is not a Kinyan. Shini Kinyan means, like, learned out from the Tarash of Esnan. That's not learned out from there, but similar to the Tarash of Esnan, it's a different Chaytas. Once it's a different paper, it's the mail that means all the dinner that were found in the original papers no longer apply, such as the Celeste or such as the Mitzvah Sashova. Once the Mitzvah Sashova is no longer applicable, then what are we left with? We're left with the Kinyan Gazela, which no longer is bound with the Mitzvah Sashova. Once there's no more Mitzvah Sashova, what's it in? The Shini Kanya. So Shini Kanya is a misnomer. Shini Kanya doesn't mean that Shinui is the Kinyan. Shini Kanya means that Shinui changes the paper, which means so many different states. Shini Kanya, what it really means is Shini is considered to be a different chatzah. File number one. Whenever it's a different chatzah, so then all the original mitzvahs are no longer noye. Number two. The original mitzvah that exists in the Shavuot Gzeilah is no longer applied. Third. Rule number four is that what's ultimately preventing the Kinyan Gzeilah from becoming a real bona fide Kinyan B'chol Davar is the mitzvah Hashavah. Problem number five, when Hashavah doesn't apply, when we're made the Kinyan is called. First the examples are going to be different stages to figure out the flowers. That's the Shini Kinyan in a nutshell. That's Shini Kinyan. So Taisa started the ball rolling. Taisa just showed you from the Gemara, the Infirma, Ma'inya, the Yeshlama, there is an Indian that's still connected. Taisa just showed you that the Yisrael of Shini is that it's different Kinyan. We have still in all the caps for that shop. And how to think, well, therefore, Shini is not the same thing. That's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah may well be kind of the whole drama. That's the Yisrael of Yisrael of Shini. The Rabbi say, even with the Rosh Hashanah there, you can still go in one of two directions. So what do we do? So Shini is kind of, basically, is another way of saying the original Gazela is kind of. What do I mean by two different dimensions? Timeline. Topic. Show me the moment in time that the object transforms from belonging to the Nigna to belonging to the Yana. When the Shini happens, is the Shini kind of what? I'm afraid. Because after all, that was the only Kinyan. That was the Kinyan happened, I'm afraid. Kinyan happened last week. When you walked the animal out, you did the Mashiach last week. So the Chora, one could say, Shini Kinyan, such a Kiddush, you get a sixth statement. That not only Shini Kinyan ate all the five things we said before, it's Kinyan on the Freya. What would come out? Like that, unbelievable Kiddush. Let's say I steal something from somebody. And I go ahead and unmaktish it. So the maktish is an object that I stole from all the movie, in a shalom. But let's say I go ahead now and I do a shini on it. So now I'm cutting it. Now I'm cutting it with my freya. But I said, turns out with my freya, I would be the owner. And now the maktish is called my freya. And when then it was Makadosh and Isha with the object that I stole before I did a shinui. Now that I do the shinui, it turns out it was Mandel Bachraya from the Shafik Mizayla. The Kedusha is Chavis. Wow, that's quite a Kedush. That's quite a Kedush. Now, what do you think is Kedush? That's one possibility. That's like the extreme, extreme, extreme version of the Shtipul Torah. So Rav Chaim goes through this whole halach, but he stops the last point. He says he's not even on top, that he's kind of a freya. So he stops the pilpul with the sugya and the solution of the third time, kill kolsa kinyana. What's the din if I do a ma'aseh kinyan now, then I want it to be chal later? Does that work enough? So there's one in the Gemara tradition about is it feasible to do that? Can I make a mashicha now? Mashiach Parazu, Sikhul Yachalam, give a Maisa Kedusha that should be Chal Yachalam, give a get should be Chal Yachalam, it's also given Shah about doing a Maisa Kedin now and a Chalais Kedin later. So it doesn't work with my friend, it doesn't work with Kalahab, it's a problem with Kosa Kinyan, the Kosa Kinyan means that the original Maisa Kedin isn't intact anymore. Let's say, the Kanish and Isha with the Shtar, and then the Shtar gets ripped up before the 30 days come, complicated Sikhul Yachalam, the Maisa Kedusha. So the Chalais starts filling a role about Kosa Kinyan here. That he's not willing to give in to those some acharonim who say that a taka does work from a friend. He's assuming that it works from Kalahava. The problem of the shiva, from then on, it's going to. So he says, how does it work? And I see the old Shtipul Torah that's based on the original Kinyan Gazela, that now is pop out because there's no more Shova. So how does that translate to Cheshimishkin? How do you have to bring a Maisa Kinyan now, a Chalais later? Isn't it a problem called Kinyan? It works. Try to develop a plow as to why it is or isn't a problem called Kinyan. So, even assuming this whole Shtipul Torah is right, the whole Talmud of the Malach and the Sugya is 100% accurate, Abba Pichay, you can still go in the direction. Still go in the direction to say, take the shot to the ultimate extreme, that Mamash is Chalam Afreya, the Tata Selach ready to say, Mamash Chalam, who do you call this year? Yoni Yantav, no? Did you call Chuvah Zeri Yantav, I think, for Seth Sugya, did you around that? Did you with Chalam? We called Reb Chaim, but then I think we said it's Chuvah Zeri Yantav, that's because we're working with the assumption that Chalim Mamash Chalam Afreya, and Rav Chanan seems to assume it's not Chal Mamish Mamish on the Freya. The whole Shikotar is right, but now some of Chal Mikal Lahava, you have to work out the gory details about the Kol Sikinyana. This is all assuming who's right? Assuming that you brought down the right Shach from Shemayim, assuming that Tais is right. Assuming, what do you mean assuming that Kol Tais is right? How else do you read the Gemara? Is there any other way to read the Gemara Dimyan with Esther and Gazela rather than Tais? If we'll find another Misha who has a totally different way of reading this video of the Gemara, it may have nothing to do with anything that we've been talking about. Could be the last 1 minute was nice, but this was priceless. There may be another shy out there in Rishonim that may pull this whole shot out. Because if you don't like to enough of Vinyan, this false little Torah is hanging by a thread, it's hanging by this Dimyan of the Gemara between Esnan and Gzela. That dinyan is not the way we perceive that to be, or not the way Tais perceives that to be, then the whole Shtipul may not follow. So we'll have to pick up next time talking about the other possible shot of the Gemara, and seeing is there really another possible working shot in this Gemara that would deny the whole Shtipul. Okay, the whole Parsha Shira. The whole Parsha Shira. What time is Shira? 9:30? 9:30, okay.